bienvenidos a este nuevo episodio de la colección de podcasts que la Fundación Germán Sánchez Ruiz Pérez dedica a la innovación en la industria del libro y la lectura. En él, Gregorio Pellegrino, director de accesibilidad de la Fundación LIA, reflexiona sobre las implicaciones que tendrá la legislación de accesibilidad para los editores.
From a publisher point of view, there is a process for creating accessible content. So starting from the production of an e-book, as the output of the production, we get an EPUB file, usually. Then we have some automatic tools for checking and validate the EPUB file. The first tool is the EPUB check. Maybe some of you use the EPUB check. The EPUB check is an automatic tool for testing EPUBs and conformance to the standard. And the other tool is ACE. ACE is an open source tool developed by the DESI consortium that checks the EPUB against the EPUB Accessibility 1.0 guidelines that are international guidelines for the accessibility of the EPUBs. So when you get the EPUB, you can pass the EPUB through two different checks. If one of these two checks gives you an error, then you have a problem with your file, you have a problem with accessibility, and you cannot say that this file is accessible. But then the automatic testing is not enough, so you have to check the file with a human check for accessibility, like a QA, quality assurance of the file. And this can be done using an accessibility checklist. An accessibility checklist is a checklist of different things that have to be checked by a human controller for be sure that the content is fully accessible. In Fondazione LIA, we developed one accessibility checklist that is made of 42 different checks that we run on every file. So there is an operator that gets the file and checks against these 42 checks. Then from the output of the accessibility checklist, we can create the metadata. And the metadata, for the metadata, there are two standards. But how does it work that we create the accessibility from the checklist? The checklist is made of different checks. For example, one check is about the tables. So are tables accessible? Another check is the table of contents interactive? So from these checks, if they get yes or no, we can create metadata saying that the tables inside the file are accessible. So directly from the checks, we create the metadata. This way, yes, no, we create metadata. So the metadata describing the accessibility features of the content are creating directly from the checks you made by the controller. And they are creating in two different standards. One is the ONIX standard, and the other standard is schema.org. Then what happened is that both the metadata and the file are sent to the distributor. And the distributor will disseminate it through the different channels. So one thing is that maybe in the publishing house there are no expertises about accessibility, or the publishing house is not sure of the quality of their content. So one good way for managing it is to have a third-party authority that certified the accessibility of the content. For example, in Italy, Fondazione LIA is a third-party authority that works with publishers for certifying the accessibility. So we are not in the publishing house, we are outside. We get the files, we check the files, and certify them for end users. The important thing is that the automatic accessibility testing is not enough. We always need an accessibility check by human, because the accessibility checker cannot understand, for example, if a table of content is interactive or not, since it cannot understand which part of the text is a table of contents. So there are some checks that cannot be made by automatic testing. The other tests that cannot be made by automatic testings are, for example, the test on the alternative description of images, since a content producer can put anything in an alternative description. Then we need a human check for control that the content of the image and the alternative descriptions are the same. Okay. Then, when the distributor gets both the file and the metadata, the distributor will send it to online bookstores and Books in Print catalog. I don't know in the different countries if there are Books in Print catalog for e-books. In Italy, we have the Books in Print catalog managed by Informazioni Editoriali, that is the manager of the Books in Print catalog for paper books, that is also a Books in Print catalog for e-books. I don't know in Canada, in Quebec, if there is a Books in Print catalog. No. So there is not a centralized catalog where all the e-books, the information of e-books goes. No. Yeah, in fact, is one problem with the big retailers, for example, Kobo, Google, and Apple. They don't understand the way Books in Print catalog works. For example, in Italy, I know that in Germany there is, and also in France, I think. So they are centralized catalogs. Okay, and on the other way, the Onyx and the EPUB, so metadata and file, goes to the online bookstore where it is managed. It goes, I think, in a database or something like that, and it is presented in the front end. In the front end, the information of accessibility can be presented to end user, but also to search engine crawlers using some codes in this format that is schema.org, that helps the search engine crawlers to better understand that the content is accessible, so to present it in a proper way to end users. Okay, do you have some questions since here on the accessibility workflow, the laws and the different things? I think it would be, I mean, for the publishing industry, it would be a really big change since now, usually a publisher creates an EPUB, put it in the market, and it doesn't care anything. But with the new laws, publisher will have to check the accessibility and to create the metadata, that is really one important thing, and to distribute it correctly to end user, and this will change different things in the accessibility fields.